Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
1-800-947-3979. FreeBeerAndHotWigs.com. Download the Free Beer and Hot Wigs app. Take it with you wherever you go.
Good morning. I'm Steve. And last night, I was a roller skating fool again.
Ooh.
Another roller skating party for my daughter's school. And I was out there making other parents look like chumps, skating around and weaving in and out of people.
Yeah, don't they know they're dealing with street skater Steve?
They do not know that. It's funny, though. Mentally, I still know exactly what I want to do and exactly how to do it. But when I try to put that into practice, my legs are real wobbly. But when it was time for the boys only skate, you know I was out there. I was skating around to Hey There, Delilah just as fast as ever.
That's Hey There, Delilah's a skating song?
That's the top boy skating song.
It was last night. The girls had Girls Just Want to Have Fun. So naturally, I was like, oh, I wonder what they're going to play.
Boys are back in town.
Yeah.
What are they going to play? In the boys' room.
Nope. Smoking. Hey There, Delilah.
Probably not smoking in the boys' room.
Why not?
They were like,
I don't know. I mean,
it's now time for boys only skate. Boys only skate.
Hey there, Delilah. What's it like in New York City?
It's one of the worst songs of all time, and that's what they gave you as the boys?
Yeah, it was a weird choice, I thought.
Now, do the kids enjoy skating?
They love it.
That is not the case with the skating party for our elementary schoolers.
Really?
Last year, they made it about 15 minutes, and 13 minutes were spent eating. And they're like, we want to go. So this year, when it came up, my wife and her mom, they were like, hey, do you guys want to go to this roller skating event? And the kids are like, yeah, sure. And then they said, or since nobody likes skating, we could do something else. And everybody was like, something else! And they were very relieved.
Some of my best memories are at the skating rink. Like, that was the first time I ever had a Monster Energy, and I made that my personality for a while.
Was that the beginning of Marilyn? Where you're like, oh, Maitland had Monster Energy. Now she's Marilyn.
Honestly, you're not too far off.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Maitland. And I have been revealing today a lot of how dorky and stupid I was as a kid.
Oh, God.
Don't forget Lonely.
Yeah.
And Lonely.
I would love to go back in time just for a couple of minutes to see 12-year-old Maitland and what she was like at the skating rink.
Oh, she thought she was so cool. But that was also back when I had my flip phone. You could add like a signature at the end of your text like you can with an email. So it'd be like a pre-programmed thing. So everybody would always either have it as like their favorite song lyrics, or Shan Banan was like my friend Shannon's, or something, just something stupid like that. And mine for month after that trip to the skating rink was I had Monster XD, like that thing that's supposed to look like a ha ha laughing smiley face.
Okay.
And I thought it was so cool. And then people were kind of like, I was there, I saw you.
We were all giant dorks as kids. I mean, this is a thing. But most people are. I mean, there's very few kids who aren't dorks. Just some kind of skate through it, and somehow their dorkiness gets viewed as cool.
But
it's still dorky when you step back.
Was I Had Monster written where it's like capital letter, lowercase letter, capital letter, lowercase letter.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you got to alternate it.
And later in middle school, too, when I was starting to get into my emo phase, my mom wouldn't let me go full emo. So I kind of was in this weird, like, Avril Lavigne in between thing. I also was one of those people that was like, music is life. And then Hot Topic would put that on, like, their gift boxes. So anytime I would buy something, they'd be like, can I get a gift box? And then I would cut the box and tape it to my wall. And it was like, music's my life. And then,
music your life?
It was.
Oh, okay.
I was like way too all the time. But it was all like whiny emo boys.
Okay.
I had a belt with Reptar from the Rugrats on it that I wore with every single outfit.
I don't know what that is. Reptar?
Yeah, it was like their version of Godzilla in the Rugrats universe.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I remember that.
And I thought that was so cool.
How old were you?
Freshman in high school.
Oh.
I could go all day. Wow. It's a wonder that I have anybody who's friends with me. Okay.
All of us just stopped making eye contact with
you. You did
Maitland.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So do you think you more than anyone like within your circle, people behind your back would say, I think she's cute.
Yeah. Probably. Or they'd just be like, she's not very cute. She's kind of weird.
She's not very
cute. But she's got a personality. She's creative.
She's spunky.
But eventually I went on to win best dressed for my like superlative my senior year. So hey, all worked out in the end.
Yeah, that did work out.
I think it's awesome that your fellow classmates were so open and welcoming to the developmentally challenged.
Yeah, it was really nice.
Pretty rough.
They were really nice to me.
Every one of us could make a list of this is why I was a dork.
Yeah. Oh,
I've spread my list out over the last 29 years.
So. Yeah. The thing that I liked the most about going to the roller rink when I was really young, like third grade, was every time I'd go, I'd get a super rope, which was like a 3 foot long Twizzler, basically. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. I thought that was the best.
But I got big news. They sold those in more places than roller rinks.
You'd be surprised how hard it was to get that stuff back then, though, in the town I grew up in. I mean, or at least like where my mom took me.
Hot Wings grew up in a licorice desert.
Yeah.
It was.
Apparently.
Well, it was kind of a candy desert in my house. I'll say that.
That's probably the thing.
So back then, yeah, it was crazy because like I look back and I go, I don't think I would do that with my kids now. My mom would just drive us there and it was like 25 miles from our house. She just dropped me off for like 3 or 4 hours.
That's why Gen X is different.
Kind of. Like, we had to learn to survive because we just get killed.
We're the last generation that was...
Oh, God. Oh, come home when the streetlights turn on and we rub dirt on our knees. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we get it.
Yeah, drink out of a hose,
you
jerk.
Drink out of a hose.
Lots of generations. We're the last ones that did it without a cell phone.
Yeah, well, we were the last generation where our parents truly didn't care about us.
Whenever I asked my mom and dad...
They like, did not care where we were ever.
When we're dealing with stuff with our six, I'll say, how did you guys handle it? And most often the answer is, oh, we didn't try as hard as you guys. And that's the sincere answer. Like, we didn't worry about all the stuff you worry about, and you were fine.
No.
And that gives me some sense of peace, I think.
They didn't care. They go, survival of the fittest. If they don't make it back, we got another one. That's why they had more kids back then.
Yeah, right?
Replacements.
Yeah.
Back in a moment. It is the Free Beer and Hot Wings Show.
What's up, fools? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.